So you're cruising down the freeway, paying no attention to the speedometer when you notice flashing red lights in your rearview mirror. What to do?
Well, I think the first thing is people should take a deep breath.
That's Washington State Trooper Chris Webb. His advice if you're caught speeding sounds a lot like what your mom might say.
Use good common sense and good judgment.
In other words, be polite and courteous and keep your hands visible to the officer at all times. And if your glove box is a mess, get it organized.
People will have 5 registrations from 5 different years and 10 different insurance cards, and they're thumbing through all that.
So let's say you do everything right. You follow proper speeding stop etiquette.
Is there a way I can get out of this ticket?
No.
Well, more like maybe. You see, Webb also tells me state troopers are given a lot of discretion when it comes to issuing a ticket or just giving someone a warning.
What might be a serious violation for one trooper maybe isn't for another.
Or maybe there are special circumstances. Which brings us to the story of one traffic stop and one state trooper's use of his discretion. It was about 9 years ago. James Marks was in the Army at the time. He was home on leave from Iraq. With dust still on his boots, he rented a Volvo V70 and headed for the east side of the mountains to visit friends. As he crossed over Snoqualmie Pass on I-90,
I decided, I wonder how fast this thing can go.
When the state trooper stopped him, Marks had been clocked going 142 miles an hour.
Kept my window, asked me what on earth the hurry was. I said, none whatsoever, just happy to be here. And we got to chatting a little bit. Turns out
the trooper was a veteran himself. He'd served in Iraq during Desert Storm back in 1990. After some Army chit-chat, the trooper got down to the business at hand.
He kind of eyed me and eyed my uniform and said, well, you know, maybe I'm just seeing double today. And, you know, if I'm seeing double, that must mean that you're going, you know, maybe half what I thought. It still puts you 1 mile over the speed limit. So slow the heck down, son.
Then he concluded the encounter this way.
He clicked his heels together, stood at position of attention, gave me a little salute, told me to have a safe journey. I don't need to be reckless over here. And stay safe. And he got in his car, left, gave me two little chirps of a siren on his way back off the road.
Marks had avoided getting a speeding ticket, but the officer did tell him to stay safe, which, come to think of it, is, according to the State Patrol, the main message they try to impart every day, a message they hope gets through to drivers, whether it's through a verbal warning or an actual ticket. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.